From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Today marks the start of the new hurricane season in the Atlantic, putting further pressure on BP, which is struggling to stop or at least contain the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. BP is set to move on its next attempt. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what is the company trying this time?
BP says it is cutting the broken pipe that comes out of the well, and it's going to try to put a cap on it to prevent most of that oil from getting out. That will be a job to fit, though, since the oil is gushing out like water at full pressure out of a fire hose.
Well, even the company says that's risky business, but is BP saying when it hopes to have the oil leak actually stopped?
It's not making an estimate, Craig, and neither is the government. Hurricane season here is a big worry because if the leak isn't stopped and BP pumps some oil out to tankers on the surface, there's a big problem there. And here's White House Energy and Environment Advisor Carol Browner speaking on ABC.
I think our greatest concern about hurricanes is that if we are capturing the oil and putting it up to a vessel on the surface, that vessel will have to leave the area during a hurricane, which means that the flow will be unabated. And obviously, that's a very, very grave concern.
So that means the oil, Craig, would surge unimpeded and largely untrapped into the sea during a hurricane.
Thanks. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. The Army psychiatrist accused of killing 13 people at Fort Hood, Texas last fall is making his first appearance in a military courtroom at this hour. But Nathan Bernier of member station KUT reports Major Nidal Hassan is not expected to say anything during the hearing, which is to determine whether there's enough evidence to proceed to a full court-martial.
This hearing is being held under tight security. Reporters may watch the proceedings, but recordings are prohibited. Hassan's lawyer, John Galligan, says he will ask for the hearing to be delayed until October the earliest. Otherwise, it could start in July. But Galligan says he still needs to review documents, including some of Hassan's military records and FBI files on Hassan's alleged contact with a radical Yemeni cleric prior to the shooting. Hassan remains paralyzed from the chest down from an injury sustained on the day of the shooting. For NPR News, I'm Nathan Bernier at Fort Hood.
Egypt is temporarily lifting its blockade of the Gaza Strip to allow relief supplies to get into the area a day after Israel raided ships trying to break the Israeli naval blockade of Gaza. Those raids left 9 people dead. The UN Security Council is condemning what it calls the acts that resulted in the loss of lives. The president of the council, Mexican Ambassador Claude Heller, read from the council's statement.
We believe that an impartial investigation has to deal with all the issues that are involved in this incident, all of the acts of violence that have created this deadly incident.
Heller says the council is also calling for a thorough investigation. Stock prices are sagging after the long holiday weekend. The Dow is currently down 49 points. The Nasdaq is off 7. This is NPR News from Washington. American International Group's board of directors is refusing to lower the $35 billion price of selling its Asian division to British insurance firm Prudential. That decision could undermine AIG's ability to repay a major portion of the $182 billion it has received in U.S. taxpayer money over the past 2 years to keep the firm afloat. Prudential's shareholders had balked at the original price, and the company sought to lower its bid, but AIG's board says it will not budge. A year ago today, another recipient of federal bailout money, General Motors, filed for bankruptcy. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports the automaker has more to celebrate than its mere survival.
A year ago, members of the President's Auto Task Force seemed audacious for claiming GM could be ushered through bankruptcy within 60 days. It took 40. Michael Robinette is an auto analyst with CSM Worldwide. He says the bankruptcy was also more successful than anyone predicted.
There's no doubt that the reduction of 4 brands, a significant amount of capacity, as well as restructured contracts with labor, and certainly a lot of reduced liabilities is really set them up well for the future.
GM passed a milestone when it made a profit in the first quarter. The next milestone will be a public stock offering. That could happen by the end of the year and indicate whether the government will get most or all of its $50 billion investment back. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
Hewlett-Packard says it plans to cut about 9,000 jobs over the next several years. The world's largest maker of personal computers says it will be automating its data centers. The result could be savings to the company of up to $700 million a year. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.